Yuma, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, 1-4. Kol Shiva Sayamim, all those 7 days that he sequestered, Lohayu Monin Memenu Ma'achal Mishta. We didn't withhold from him any food or drink. He could eat as much and drink as much as he wants. You might ask yourself, why in the world would we not give him everything he wants? The answer is we're concerned that if he eats too much or drinks too much, he could fall asleep. And by falling asleep, he's liable to become tummy as a Baal Keri, having a seminal emission, and therefore we want to inhibit that from happening. But the truth is, we actually don't care if he becomes a Baal Keri in the first 6 days, because all he has to do is go to the mikvah and become tahor again at nightfall. However, Erev Yom Kippurim, it's not true when it comes to the last day. If on the night before the Avod of Yom Kippur, meaning on the night of the 10th, the beginning of Yom Kippur, if he'd fall asleep and then he became tamei, the mikvah wouldn't help him because he needs Erev Shemesh, and that would make him invalid to serve as the Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Therefore, we're going to not let him fall asleep that night, the night of Yom Kippur, and therefore we don't let him eat too much already going into Yom Kippur, so he's not hungry, not stuffed, I should say, and liable to fall asleep. So Erev Yom Kippurim im Chashecha, once we get to the day before Yom Kippur, lo hayu menichen oso leachol harbe, we do not allow him to eat too much. Bebnei shamachal mevi es hashena, because food makes a person drowsy and can bring him to fall asleep, and then we'd have the potential problem of him becoming a Baal Keri and Tameh.